Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Parenting Teenage Boys, The Art of Raising Kind. Confident and Responsible Young Men by Lila Carrick is a practical parenting guide focused on the challenges of raising adolescent sons. Based on the available book description and reader feedback, it is written for parents who want concrete strategies rather than abstract theory. The book centers on helping families understand teenage behavior, communicate more effectively, and respond to the emotional and social changes that come with adolescence. Its purpose is not simply to manage difficult behavior, but to support the development of character, confidence, emotional intelligence, and responsibility. It also addresses modern parenting pressures such as screen time, social media, and the need to balance freedom with boundaries. The result is a concise, accessible resource that aims to help parents guide teenage boys through a turbulent stage of life with empathy, clarity, and consistency. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding teenage behavior as the starting point for better parenting. A central idea in the book is that effective parenting begins with understanding why teenage boys behave the way they do. Rather than treating defiance, withdrawal, or emotional volatility as isolated problems, the book frames these behaviors as part of adolescence itself. That matters because parents often escalate conflict when they interpret typical teen behavior as personal disrespect. By encouraging a more informed reading of teenage signals, the book helps parents respond with less frustration and more precision. This does not mean excusing bad behavior. Instead, it means separating developmental reality from avoidable conflict. The practical value of this approach is that it gives parents a better basis for decisions about discipline, conversation, and trust. In a category where many books lean either too punitive or too permissive, this one appears to emphasize interpretation before reaction. That makes the parenting process more deliberate and less emotionally reactive, which is especially important with teenage boys who may not always express themselves directly. Secondly, balancing freedom and boundaries to build trust without losing authority. The book repeatedly points toward a parenting balance that combines freedom with clear boundaries. This is one of its most useful themes because teenage boys often test limits while also needing room to develop independence. Too much control can produce secrecy or rebellion, while too much freedom can leave them without structure. The book positions boundaries not as punishment, but as a framework that makes trust possible. That distinction is important when rules are predictable and tied to responsibility. Teenagers are more likely to see them as fair rather than arbitrary. The emphasis on balance also reflects a realistic view of adolescence, where parents must gradually allow more autonomy while still safeguarding values and behavior. This approach is particularly relevant for families trying to move from child management to guided independence. The book seems to present boundaries as a tool for shaping maturity, not just enforcing compliance. That makes it useful for parents who want to stay firm without becoming controlling, and supportive without becoming permissive. Thirdly, using calm communication to diffuse conflict and keep conversations productive. Another major focus is communication, especially the ability to diffuse conflict and create calmer, more meaningful conversations. This is a significant strength because many parenting difficulties with teenage boys are not caused only by the issue at hand, but by how the discussion unfolds. When communication becomes reactive, boys may shut down, argue, or respond with sarcasm, which narrows the chance of real progress. The book appears to encourage parents to slow the interaction down, choose words carefully, and keep the tone grounded. That is a practical skill, not just a relational ideal. Calm communication helps parents model emotional control, which is especially relevant when teaching boys how to handle stress, disagreement, and accountability. It also makes correction more likely to be heard. The underlying idea is that connection does not weaken discipline. In many cases, it makes discipline more effective. By treating conversation as a parenting tool rather than a side issue, the book gives parents a concrete way to reduce tension and improve cooperation over time. Fourthly, preparing boys for emotional intelligence, confidence, and responsible adulthood. The book is not limited to managing daily behavior. Its deeper aim is to shape character, especially confidence, emotional intelligence, and responsibility. That broader goal gives the book a developmental perspective rather than a purely behavioral one. Confidence here is not presented as swagger or dominance, but as the capacity to navigate relationships, make sound choices, and handle growing responsibilities. Emotional intelligence matters because teenage boys are often under pressure to suppress feelings instead of understanding them. By treating emotional development as part of healthy growth, the book recognizes that boys need more than rules and performance expectations. They need help learning self-awareness, empathy, and resilience. Responsibility is the outward expression of that inner growth, seen in how a boy manages obligations, treats others, and responds to consequences. This topic makes the book more than a handbook for discipline. It is also a guide to raising young men who are capable of functioning well in relationships and adult life. That broader focus is part of what gives the book its practical relevance. Lastly, addressing screen time and social media as part of modern parenting. The inclusion of screen time and social media shows that the book is attentive to the realities of contemporary adolescence. For teenage boys, digital life is not separate from social development. It shapes attention, habits, mood, and peer relationships. That makes online boundaries a parenting issue, not just a technology issue. By addressing this directly, the book recognizes that parents need practical guidance for a setting where constant access and social comparison can intensify conflict or distraction. The value of this topic is that it broadens parenting beyond face-to-face behavior and into the spaces where teens spend much of their time. It also reinforces the book's broader theme of responsible freedom. Digital autonomy, like other forms of autonomy, works best when paired with clear expectations and thoughtful limits. A book that includes this dimension is more relevant to today's families than one that only discusses traditional discipline. It suggests that raising teenage boys now requires oversight of both emotional development and digital habits, since both affect maturity and decision-making. And, in conclusion, this book is best suited for parents of teenage boys who want a practical, measured, and compassionate guide to the adolescent years. It will be especially useful for readers who are dealing with conflict, communication breakdowns, inconsistent behavior, or the challenge of giving more independence without losing structure. Its main benefit is that it treats parenting as a balance of empathy and accountability, rather than a choice between being lenient or strict. Readers looking for theory-heavy psychology may find it comparatively straightforward, but that simplicity is also part of its appeal. It appears designed to be usable in everyday family life, with advice that can be applied to real conversations, limits, and decisions. What helps it stand out in the parenting category is its focused attention on teenage boys specifically, along with its emphasis on emotional intelligence, trust, boundaries, and modern digital pressures. Instead of offering broad, generic parenting advice, it narrows the lens to the particular developmental and relational needs of boys and adolescents. That makes it a practical reference for parents who want to raise sons who are not only well-behaved, but also thoughtful, resilient, and responsible. If you would like to support Lila Carrick, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.